This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Eric Whitney with Montana Morning News. The major party candidates in the race for Montana's U.S. Senate seat are campaigning this weekend. Today, Senator John Tester will attend a Labor Day picnic hosted by the State Public Employees Union, and then this evening he'll join union workers locked out of the Imerys Talc Mill on the picket line in Three Forks. On Saturday, Republican candidate Matt Rosendale hosted Day of Action events in Helena and Kalispell. Nikki Ouellette reports from Kalispell.
Addressing about 30 volunteers amidst yard signs and cardboard cutouts of President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, Rosendale hit his major campaign talking points, attacking his opponent, incumbent Democrat John Tester, and supporting President Donald Trump.
What's good for America is great for Montana. Yes. All we have to do is convince folks to come out and vote on the day that it's time.
Rosendale also ticked off national supporters in his five-minute speech, like the National Rifle Association and President Trump, who will be in Montana this week campaigning on his behalf. Among those mingling at Rosendale's downtown Kalispell campaign office Saturday afternoon were a handful of people who said this was their first time participating in a political event.
I made it a point to come in. These are desperate times, are they not?
Dane Salier of Kalispell says President Trump is under assault and needs every available conservative. He says powerful Republicans, like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, just do as they're told by Democrats.
I think they're cowards. They're afraid of the press. Instead of doing the right thing, they cower.
Karen Fine from Columbia Falls was also a political event first-timer and was pleasantly surprised that candidate Rosendale made an appearance.
I really believe in what Trump's doing for our country, and I want to support anybody that will support all those good characteristics in our country. I will support them.
Fine says securing the nation is her biggest concern.
And without any of our borders, well, just invite them all in and kiss America goodbye, you know?
Rosendale's team turned down multiple requests for a candidate interview at the event and hasn't responded to follow-ups. He heads to Billings this Thursday for a rally with President Trump. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.